It's always a little bit tough to look at results in the scrimmage. You know, we're not tackling. We're trying to keep guys healthy. So it's a little bit different. I know it's tough sometimes on defenders slowing down and yet playing fast, you know. But I think what was good about it is I think we looked pretty sharp. You know, I don't think there's a lot of MAs. Guys were running around. And, ultimately I think there was some good ball movement and some good stops by the defense. So all in all, I thought it was pretty good.
For a younger quarterback like Ryan, do you just get the sense that it's clicking, he's coming along?
Yeah, I mean, I know even talking to him the other day, just feeling comfortable. You know, it's quarterbacks have a lot of information to process, and the less of it that you're processing, the more of it that just comes natural by, you know, you come up and see a defense and you know it, you're not thinking of what it is. The more that they can do, the more comfortable they are, the easier it is for them to make a quick read, to make a quick decision. And obviously at that position in this league, that's the whole deal. You know, how fast can you make the right decision? So I think Ryan's done a real good job in camp. I think Luke's done a good job. I mean, what's amazing and really nice as a player is, you know, it's unusual for us to not be in the huddle with Drew, and yet it felt no different. The calls were the same. There was no unexpected, you know, we didn't run into any bad looks. They got us into the right plays, and the huddle was nice and clear. The calls were good. The cadences were consistent. There was a lot of consistency, and really felt like we didn't really miss a beat, which is good. You know, that's real positive and really a testament to those guys.
So run blocking was a subject that came up last season, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, there's some big runs ripped off today, and I wonder how you guys feel about the way that looked.
Yeah, I think it's similar. I think that we're more comfortable. We've talked about it with kind of what we're doing. What exactly is expected, and that's from a line standpoint and from a running back standpoint. You know, I think that the backs did a real good job today of pressing aiming points. I think all in all, it's just guys are more comfortable with it. And the more comfortable you are, the more confident you are in what you're doing, the faster you're going to play. And that's the key to this game. You know, how fast can you make the right decisions again? There's some good creases there. I think there's some good stuff, and I think it can be even better. Getting into live action and being able to cut on the backside and things like that, we're not going to do here and risk the injury. But I think there's some opportunities, there for us. And look, there's a lot of work to do. There'll be tons of stuff wrong, and yet you see some bright spots, and you can grow off those.
Speaking of bright spots, how much fun is Brandon Cooks to watch when he gets it?
Yeah, he's pretty good. he's electric, you know, and I think the thing you see with Brandon is it seems very natural. It doesn't seem like when he's running fast, like he's running fast. You know, you see some guys really get going, and it looks like Mark Ingram, when he gets a top speed, it's like a freight train. You know what I mean? I mean, it looks like he's really driving, and Brandon just seems to kind of smoothly go faster than everybody. So it's clearly real natural to him, and he's got a great burst, and really, I'll tell you, carries himself like a much older player. You talk about a guy that you'd like to come in and have an immediate impact. A lot of that is it too big? Is the scene too big? Is it too big to get a pass from Drew Brees? Is it too fast? And he acts like a 8-year vet. I mean, he really does. He's very calm and cool and collected, very Marcus Colson-esque personality-wise, quiet, just comes to work, all the things you want to see. I don't know where we keep finding these receivers that don't talk, but he's just another one that just goes out and plays well for us.
Did you get a chance to see the juke move on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, you know, jumbled up from the sideline over there, but I know that I saw him run into a crowd and come out clean and a whole lot of oohing and aahing. So, you know, we've seen it in practice. I mean, again, what's interesting about him is it doesn't seem like he's doing – it doesn't look – necessarily like he's doing something insane or really crazy or over the top, and yet people can't tackle him. You know, it's really a testament to his speed and agility, and he'll keep getting better, again, the more comfortable he is.
What do you think about Tim Alito, how he played today, and his development?
Well, I think Tim's done a good job. He's worked very hard. I know he's hard on himself. You know, he wants to be perfect at it. It's hard for me to see – especially centers. I'm watching the guys, you know, behind me and trying to coach up tackles and stuff like that. But I know, you know, through this camp, Tim's worked really hard. he's obviously developing. I think that they're happy with the improvement he's made, and I know that that's still a competition. It's still a battle, and that's a good position for us to be in, have two good players there.
Is he making calls at the line? Is he able to do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, again, in this offense, we have a huge luxury at the quarterback position, right. And we're not expected to do as much from a line standpoint call-wise than some teams are. You know, we have a group of really smart guys back there that, you know, that are forced into doing more than a normal quarterback. And so the calls that we do make are those guys are doing them fine. I mean, there's been no issues in terms of getting us up and getting us set. And it gets easier when you start game planning a real team and not just playing every defense imaginable.
Just one last thing. Because when you see quarterbacks decisively looking for him, you know, if they have to decide to throw to him. It's not just him making the play. And the quarterbacks are
him.
Coach.
Yeah.
What does that say about him, his development in terms of, like, Sean talks about painting pictures and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I think part of it, you know, if you're in practice every day and you're getting open, yeah. They're going to lean. I mean, they're going to assume you're open. I mean, you hear all the time, you play how you practice. And so the quarterbacks aren't above that. If you're the guy that's running routes out there in one-on-ones or in team or whatever, and you're consistently creating separation, well, they're going to be comfortable with you. If you're in a situation where you're not bracketed and there's not people surrounding you, they are going to have confidence. They're going to look and they're going to see that break and give you opportunities. Very similar to a guy like Marcus, who's consistently shown, even if he's covered, you put the ball in the right place, he'll adjust to it, and he trusts that. You know, and you see these Jimmy Graham catching back shoulders and Marcus, those guys. It's the same with Brandon. He's just more of a create separation guy, and he's done it in practice, and they're going to keep having confidence in him because he keeps doing it.
Would you say, as opposed to maybe in years past, and it kind of seems we saw that today, everyone play, every screen pass is open to all of the backs and not just specifically to certain backs. It kind of seems like they're all running the same thing and they can all do it.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys back there. I mean, even the young guys, I mean, we've consistently had undrafted running backs come in and look good, and this year is no exception. And look, those guys are all very versatile. I mean, Pierre Thomas is probably one of the best screen runners in the NFL. He's proven that time and time again. Kyrie's kind of like a Tasmanian devil. I mean, he's just a nightmare to tackle and runs hard. And, you know, none of those guys are Mike Tolbert type guys where you're saying, well, I don't, you know, he's 275 pounds, kind of a bruiser running back. You know, those guys are all athletic and smart, and I think all understand the system, and they're just running the plays how they're meant to be run. And also it's a testament to the center and guard. I think guys have done a good job getting out and getting into it. And, you know, we got a crew back there. It's a lot of competition in the backfield.
Is Mark Ingram doing a better job of being patient and hitting the holes, like not going too fast through them,
well,
and waiting for them to develop?
Look, I don't think it's so much impatient as really understanding what it is we're trying to do. And, mm-hmm. Look, there was times last year where we weren't giving him an opportunity to make a read. You know, we weren't doing the right things, and so the reads get mushy. And then as a running back, you say, I'm going to put my head down and get what I can get. You know, and I think things are cleaner. I think more than anything, they're just cleaner. There's more decision being made. There's more decisiveness in the run blocking and the schemes, and that's going to help those running backs. And I think Mark really, as you saw as the year went on, did a better and better job. And part of that's being comfortable of getting 15, 20 carries a game. You know, it can be tough to get 6 carries and say, oh, well, it wasn't good. Well, sometimes the 7th one might break for 40, and then you go, well, that was a good game. You know, he's 7 for 50 yards. He did good. And so I think he got more comfortable as the season went. And we have a ton of confidence in those guys. I mean, we really – there's not one of those backs, Travaris, Mark, Pierre, Kyrie, even the young guys, that we don't feel good about. And I think there's just a lot more comfortable a more comfortable feeling with the scheme.
Sean said that Drew had the oblique, so he just kind of rested today.
Yeah.
Even though he's a veteran, he's still competitive. 6 touchdowns. Do you think he was kind of on the sidelines, which maybe I could be part of that today? That looks like fun.
Well, I know. I mean, I talked to Drew during it, and look, we're not used to having Drew on the sideline, right? And what a perfect time for him to have something that's just kind of achy, you know, take some days off, take some time. We know what Drew can do. But I know it's really hard for Drew to stand there and not be in pads and not be with his guys and not be running and not doing those things that he's used to doing. And it's the same for us. I mean, it's weird not having him there. You know, we do a lot of hugging. We make sure he's feeling okay. I've rubbed his obliques a few times. I'm sure that's helped. But no, look, we want him to be healthy. And we know that the great thing with Drew, you know, he's going to be in the training room twice as much as anybody, and he's going to get himself right, and he'll be good to go. But it was great getting those guys in. It was awesome playing with Ryan. It was awesome with Luke. And I think really we kind of enjoyed having kind of that fresh voice in there. And I know those guys were jacked up about it too.